Need a boost of spiritual encouragement each day? We've got you covered. Kitchener Baptist Church has a free daily devotional waiting for you, filled with God's Word, practical insight, and faith-building truth. Take a moment to be refreshed and strengthened at timelesstruthsradio.com.
You're listening to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Jerry Burns, and in today's message, we are going to continue exploring the I Am declarations of Jesus. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So join us now as we open God's Word and discover the life-changing power of this truth.
Listen, if we're going to be right with God today, if we're going to be right with God today, then we're going to have to understand who He is.
If you choose to do what is right in this society, then you will be treated as the enemy. You will be rejected. You will be looked down upon. In verse number 14, he says, judgment is turned away back.
And they that come to God must believe that He is. He is the Creator. He has the resources to provide. Philippians chapter 4 verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Good morning and welcome to Timeless Truths Radio. We're so glad you're spending part of your Sunday with us. There's just something refreshing about the Lord's Day, setting aside the busyness of life, taking a breath, and turning our hearts toward God. What a blessing it is to pause, to worship, and to open the Bible together. This morning, we're continuing our sermon from John 14, 6, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And those words aren't just familiar, they're powerful. They remind us that Jesus isn't just one opinion among many. He is the only way to the Father. He is the truth we can depend on in a world that is constantly changing. He is the life our hearts are searching for. And today we're going to dig deeper into what that means for us right now in our daily walk with Him. But before we get into the message, we want to take a moment to prepare our hearts in worship. You know, one of the greatest joys of Sunday is simply lifting our voices and remembering who Jesus is and what He's done for us. In Revelation chapter 5, heaven erupts with the words, "Worthy is the Lamb." And today, as we begin, we get to join in that same praise. So wherever you are this morning, at home, in the car, or listening while you get ready for church, let this next song turn your heart toward the Lord. What a blessing it is to praise Him together. Here is the song, Worthy is the Lamb.
Hear the cries of the shackled from the onset of time. For the chains of defeat, there's no key. See the tears of the broken, the cries of the slave. Is there no one worthy to set us free?
Then the crying is still as a chorus rings out. The shackled released from their chains, and thousands of voices are swelling the storm. Worthy the Lamb,
that was slain. Worthy, 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 the Lamb that was slain.
Desire is to take time and to worship and to praise the Lord for all that he's done in our life. And we are a blessed people. We truly are. We're a blessed people, and we're a people of opportunity. We got a wonderful opportunity to open the Bible and to learn about God and to learn about ourselves. We have taken this passage of scripture from John chapter 14, and I'm going to read it again. As we've looked at this for the last couple of weeks, John 14, verse 1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." This is the declaration of Jesus, and we have broken it up into three parts. We talked about, first of all, that Jesus is the way. What does it mean? It means that he is the way to get to the Father. He is the way to approach the Father. There is no other way for us to approach the Father except through Jesus Christ. And then we looked at the fact that he is the truth. The Bible says Jesus is the truth. And as the truth, he is the way to the Father. He is the truth that teaches us who we are and who he is. And it is through the truth that we approach God. It is through the truth that we worship God. The Bible says they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. And so it is through the truth that we approach God, and it is through the truth that we praise Him.
Hey everyone, if you're looking for a daily dose of encouragement, we've got something just for you. Kitchener Baptist Church offers a free daily devotional designed to help you dive into God's timeless truths, find strength in Scripture, and grow in your walk with Christ. Start your day with encouragement at timelesstruthsradio.com.
We'll get back to Pastor's Bible message in just a moment. We wanted to pause and offer you an invitation to join us in proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ to our region. Would you pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths to those in our city and abroad? It goes without saying that your financial gift is greatly appreciated. We would love for you to be a partner with us and help keep us on the air. You can send a financial gift by mail. Our address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, it's 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your gift to our radio ministry using the email give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that's give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Your financial gift will be a great blessing and encouragement to us. But best of all, it helps us stay on this radio station proclaiming God's timeless truths. So thank you so much for your kindness to our ministry. If you would like us to pray for you, we'd be happy to do so. You can submit your prayer requests at timelesstruthsradio.com. We believe in the power of prayer, and we're excited to pray for and with you. You can also find our contact information on timelesstruthsradio.com. We'd love to answer any questions you might have, or maybe you want to just send us a word of encouragement. That's always welcome. The housework is all done for this week. Let's continue with our message this morning. Once again, here is Pastor Burns.
And we also learned that there is freedom in the truth. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is really a burden. Freedom is found in knowing the truth and following the truth. The Bible says in John 8 and verse 32, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And so freedom is found in knowing the truth and obeying that truth for your life. And then we looked at some truths about us. First of all, the truth about our sin. We are sinners. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of their way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now this, of course, is the standard is God. When the Bible says there is none that doeth good, God is the standard. Not a religious person or a neighbor or a family member. We can look at someone that we know and say, well, that's a good person, but that's one sinner looking at another sinner. But when we compare ourselves with a holy, righteous God, then the Bible makes it clear that according to God's standard, there is none that doeth good. No, not one. This is God's high standard. Paul put it this way plainly in Romans 6:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." So the Bible says that there's not one righteous person, 7 billion people in the world today, and there's not one righteous person. We are all on equal ground. We are all sinners. And Jesus Christ is the only righteous person that ever walked the earth. I'm a sinner today. I'm a sinner by nature, a sinner by choice, and this is indeed the truth. And so this is the truth about our sin. Because of our sin, the Bible says that the wage of our sin is death. What we gain, what we receive because of our sinful nature is we receive death. We're going to die physically, but also we are spiritually dead. Paul told the church at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 2. He says that we are dead in trespasses and sins. This is our spiritual condition today. Isaiah said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've all gone our own way. And we are separated from God. We are sinners by nature and choice. This is the truth of our spiritual condition. But also there's the truth about salvation. And the truth about salvation is really a simple truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth. And this is the truth about eternal life. What is the truth? The truth is that Jesus Christ came to this earth. He lived 33 years. He was the sinless Son of God. And he died on the cross to restore our relationship with God. And the truth is wonderfully declared in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And salvation is eternal life. And eternal life is a personal relationship with God. John 17:3 says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And so heaven is achieved through the truth, and Jesus Christ is the truth. And so Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and then notice lastly, the life. In John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now, I believe that life is precious, life is sacred. Our society has strayed away from this truth. Randy Alcorn said, because God is the giver and taker of human life, we have no right to usurp his role. All human life is sacred because all human beings are created in the image of God. The sanctity of life was declared after the flood, combating the heart of Cain. In Genesis chapter 9, verses 5 and 6, the Bible says, for in the image of God made he man. Life is precious. John said in John 1:4 that in Jesus is life, and that life is the light of men. In John chapter 3 and verse 36, the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Jesus is life. To have the Son is to have life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 13 puts it this way. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. It's hard to believe that while we have an auditorium filled with people on a Sunday, that I can look out and see many different faces and many different people, that it's actually possible to have some in that auditorium on a given Sunday who are dead. Now, I'm not talking about physically dead, but I'm talking about spiritually dead. You know, I've done funerals for people, and this is going to make me sound a little bit crazy, but I've done funerals for people, but the one in the casket were more alive than the ones in the crowd, in the congregation. And the reason for that is because if you have Jesus in your life, you have life. If Jesus is in your heart, you have life. But if Jesus is not in your heart, then you don't have life. Life begins with Jesus. The tragedy of life is not that it ends so soon, but that we wait so long to begin it. And we begin life when we put our faith and trust in Jesus. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 3 says, "Honor widows that are widows indeed." Widows indeed are those who lose their husbands, who are older in age, and have a hard time providing for themselves because of that. These are widows indeed. Widows indeed. But the Bible says, "But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home, to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before the Lord. But now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God, continueth in supplications and prayers night and day." The widow indeed, who is a Christian, is going to find the needs of her life met in God, are going to be found in God. "But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth." Those who are not Christians, who are living for the pleasures of this world, they are dead while they live. In other words, they don't have life. They don't have life. And there are many people today, they have homes and jobs and money and relationships and friendships, but they are dead in their sins. And maybe this is you today. Maybe this is you today. Jesus said, "I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life." And life, it comes from God. It comes from trusting in Jesus. Jesus said, "I've come to give you abundant life." This is a wonderful life, a life that is found in Jesus Christ. And so, do you know Jesus today? Do you know your sins are washed away and that you have a home in heaven? Jesus says, "I am the way, the only path to truly know God. I am the truth, the full and final revelation of eternal life. I am the life, the source of abundant and everlasting life. It is found, my friend, in Jesus." Do you know him today?
Hi, friend. Would you make a decision from the message that you just heard? Most importantly, do you know that you would go to heaven when this life is over? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? The Bible teaches us that we have all sinned and have come short of God's glory. The Scriptures tell us that we cannot earn heaven by our own merit. It's not about a religious ritual or being a good person, being baptized or joining a church or a particular denomination. Salvation is found in Jesus and Him alone. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus died in our place on the cross, and now we can enjoy the blessing of having our sins forgiven by trusting in His finished work on Calvary. If you believe the gospel today, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, if you believe that Jesus as God died for your sins and that you cannot save yourself, would you call out to Jesus today? Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You can pray a prayer similar to this one. "Lord, I know I have sinned against you. Because of that sin, I am separated from you. I believe that you died for me, that you rose again from the grave. I'm asking you to save me and wash my sins away. Make me your child. Amen." This isn't some magic prayer, but it's the heart decision behind your prayer. The Bible says in Romans 10:10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness." If you prayed a prayer like mine and you meant it with all of your heart, then you are born again into the family of God. I rejoice with you in your decision. To let us know of the decision that you just made, you can head over to KitchenerBaptist.org/decision. We'd love to connect with you and pray for you. We would also love to send you some resources to help you in this newfound faith. God bless. We hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you so much for listening to our program this morning. Timeless Truths is a ministry of the Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our church and this radio ministry and how we can be a blessing to you, check out our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and listeners just like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry, 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. Again, that address is 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7. You can also e-transfer your support to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. Again, that email for e-transfer is give@kitchenerbaptist.org. For more information about supporting Timeless Truths, you can visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can have abundant life through Jesus right now. Just say yes to Jesus today. Fully trust in Him. Learn more about the Jesus of the Bible and how you can have eternal life at KitchenerHope.com. Again, that website is KitchenerHope.com. Once again, thank you for joining us this Sunday morning. From Pastor Burns and the Kitchener Baptist Church, have a wonderful day. We hope that you will join us next time when we open the Bible and explore God's timeless truths.
We'd love for you to join us for one of our services here at Kitchener Baptist. We meet each Sunday, the first day of the week, at 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. During our Sunday morning service, we have a wonderful kids program. We also have a Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m., where we are currently studying through the book of Exodus. During that service, we also take time to pray for each other. We hope to see you soon at Kitchener Baptist Church.